Coming up on KSDP News, Sullivan talks jobs instead of Trump in his address to state lawmakers. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. Senator Dan Sullivan, in his annual address to the Alaska legislature, didn't say much about President Donald Trump. He also didn't bring up the issues that drove demonstrators to the steps of the state capitol last week, Trump's policies on immigration, refugees, and what Congress intends to do about the Affordable Care Act. Sullivan did, however, directly quote another president. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
When I think of the men and women who serve our state, all of you, I'm reminded of Theodore Roosevelt's great speech about the men and women who are in the arena.
Sullivan began his address to the joint session on a lofty note.
Who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly.
Sullivan went on to list his achievements from 2016 in advancing infrastructure goals, taking care of veterans, and keeping the state's military installations strong. His main focus for this year, he says, is jobs.
Going forward, I will be 100% focused on the economy in Alaska, and throughout our country.
He made few references to Trump, but Sullivan did say this White House will be good for Alaska job creation.
The Trump administration has prioritized energy production, responsible resource development, and streamlining job-killing regulations as some of its top goals.
Another president he mentioned a few times was Barack Obama.
When President Obama locked up almost all of Alaska's resource development opportunities in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas over the Christmas holidays, he told Alaskans that we need to, quote, move decisively away from fossil fuels.
Sullivan says Obama was giving voice to a dangerous ideological movement that wants to leave resources in the ground. The senator also rebuked Obama for talking about philanthropy as he banned Arctic drilling.
Relying on charity for our future is not something that the great state of Alaska should ever aspire to. It is beneath us.
In response to questions, Sullivan said he wants to see health care coverage continue for the Alaskans who benefit from expanded Medicaid.
That's my general principle. Right now, there is a lot of kind of different approaches to how that might happen. So I'm not committing myself to any one singular approach.
When a reporter asked afterward why he didn't include health care or immigration in his speech, Sullivan said he focused on jobs and wanted to give legislators a sense of optimism. For APRN, I'm Liz Ruskin.
2015 was a headline-grabbing year for extreme weather events. Massive floods, extreme drought, and low snowpack were seen around the globe. And in Alaska, wildfires scorched more than 5 million acres of land. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is taking a closer look at the cause. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has a story.
James Partain, a NOAA climatologist, says he can't go anywhere without someone asking him about climate change. His dentist, passengers on airline flights, he says they all want to know. What's triggering these unusual weather events around the state?
Last night I was talking, I was at my restaurant here in Eagle River, having some supper, and my waiter asked the same thing. He sat down with me.
Partain recently co-authored part of a report called Explaining Extreme Weather Events of 2015. His contribution focuses on the large wildfires that blazed through Alaska nearly 2 years ago. That year set a record as the second largest number of acres destroyed by wildfire since 1940.
Wildfires are probably the most visible, catastrophic footprint of climate change.
But he says in the past, it's been difficult for scientists to answer the bigger question.
This press release and this paper that we developed shows unequivocally that man-made change is the cause of why 2015 was such a serious event.
Partain says lightning strikes caused most of the wildfires to ignite. About 44% were started by people, garbage fires, someone dropping a lit cigarette. But he says the unusually dry conditions that caused the wildfires of 2015 to blaze out of control, that's on us too. And that's the part that's been linked to the planet heating up due to an increase of carbon emissions.
As man-made climate change continues to advance and increase, we expect to see more and more and more of these very strong fire seasons.
Still, Partain says currently we're in a La Nina year, meaning things have cooled slightly for